The goal of power, we've been arguing, is to keep we the people under control. And how is this accomplished? If not by atomization, keeping us apart from each other, ignorant of each other's lives, combined with a system of selective punishments and rewards to ensure good behavior. As this is a tactic as old as class, as we saw when we considered the writing of Xenophon, with as many variations as contingencies of resistance to power. So while division is a necessary tactic for power, its form can be infinitely remanifested. False distinctions can be infinitely invented, as anyone or anything can be made a target, if suitable propaganda is provided, and if the necessary punishments and rewards are issued, then the base insider-outsider mindset is protected. I.e., they'll abandon any ism if it no longer serves them. So if our goal is to be free of them, to move on to a future beyond coercion, it makes no sense to focus our efforts on an ism. What are our bottom lines? What are we willing to jettison? Who will take the first step toward being strategic? Recall, the power guys, they plan from the global vantage, and they plan to their advantages. We can do the same. And what is our advantage? Hey, come on. We are everything. Our energy runs everything. We do it all. Right? The only thing that keeps us from reclaiming our lives is the massive con job they've done on us. Which is why I emphasize these discussions. Test them. Test these notions. The big one, well, it's too complicated for poor us. We're too violent. We need to be managed, blah, blah, blah. Yet notice how quickly they shut it down when we show the opposite. Because that key con, work is our common lot, is so fundamental to their very existence. Anyone putting out an opposite message, given global and instantaneous communication, must, from their perspective, be stopped. But there's no other way home than through the center of their hold. But how shake it without empathy, which power destroys so easily with hierarchy? And manufacturing scarcity so easily forces us into judging and ranking ourselves against each other, scrambling for resources artificially made scarce. In waking up, when I described the mindset of power, which I also called the commercial imperative, because that's how it manifests in our lives. And my journey has been about going deeper and deeper and deeper, but what we feel around us is that we've all been made into expendable objects, value placed on us and on everything. And yes, that's true. But why? Why? Has been the intriguing question I've been following for the last 5.5 years. So that mindset of power, which I described as, how does this affect me? This is all of us. Repeatedly in these shows, we've said we need to seize the initiative, craft an alternative toward which young people, before they get so deeply entangled and meshed in these lies, in this power mindset, young people and all of us, toward which we can aim our efforts, this alternative, develop our humanness. But this can't happen when in self-defense mode, when playing power's game of in and out, naming some family and everyone else not. From macro to micro, it's a common, It's a single corruption that macro to micro harms our compromised connections. Lack of empathy is what stalls us. That's totally what stalls us. We have a ways to go to empathy.